Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the show. We're going to do something a little different this morning. We're going to have an open phone Tuesday instead of waiting until Friday. Anything you would like to talk about is fair game today. Until you get your dialing finger unwrapped and exercised and ready to punch the 7 or 8, 10 digits, here's a suggestion for you. I found that there was a test question in Chicago. Chicago Public School System had an assessment test. They were asking 7th graders to compare differing views on immigration. One of the questions was written in the scenario that they put together. They put together a scenario where a fictitious Bush administration official whose name was Ari Paio. Sound familiar to you? Ari Paio? If I were to say the name Ari Paio, would you think, gosh, that sounds familiar. I can't quite put
that. Would be Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Yes. Well, the question, the comment by the former advisor to President Bush, now this is all fictitious, Mr. Paio, says made some rather disparaging comments about immigration. Well, they thought that they could get away with it and not have it noticed. However, there are still some people in the Chicago area that have a brain.
Ari Paio has made some disparaging comments about immigrants. Yeah.
Well, not this one. He says, I think it's best to keep America for Americans and those who know how to speak English properly. Save America for those of us who know how to behave in law-abiding ways. Paio went on to say that undocumented immigrants should go back to where they came from. Now, this is
that sounds
a
like
test
something
question.
Joe Arpaio would
sure.
say.
Sure. Well, this here's the thing. If you're going to make a political statement on a seventh grader's assessment,
well, what was the question about? You had to write. You had to write a response to that, or what was the?
It's basically asking the seventh graders to compare differing views on immigration. Here's one person, a fictitious person, who says this. Here's a fictitious person that says that. What do you know? Write a comparison. What is right? What is wrong?
Okay.
I understand that. And when you are dealing with seventh graders, middle school, etc., you want to have it be pertinent to current events. That way, it does have a little bit more attention grabbing. It keeps them more interested in what's going on and gets them involved more than Jane has 21 boxes of candy. Billy has, you know, that kind of garbage. Kids are a little bit more sophisticated at this point. They're going to lose their interest in it. However, Joe Arpaio said, listen, if you're going to make it sound like me, use my real name. Have the guts to use my real name. Well, since the controversy, the Chicago Public School Systems has retracted that question, and they will no longer be using it.
They've changed the name to Cruzy Ted or something.
All right, let's go to the phones. What is
Damien.
That? Damien. Oh, boy.
Yes. Hello.
Good morning, Damien. I'll refrain from making jokes about your name. You've probably heard them all already. What can we do for you, my friend?
Yeah, hey, I had a question. In regards to Bergdahl being released and the 30 days that Obama had to give Congress notice.
Yes, sir.
There was some sort of like signing agreement or signing off saying that he could do it. I have a question about that because I don't know anything about that. How can he get away with it? Just what are your thoughts on that?
All right. The law says that before the prisoners can be removed from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, our base there, that Congress has to be advised 30 days ahead of time. This was not done. There were the Obama administration is trying to make it sound like they did everything they could to keep Congress advised of what's going on, but there is an official process that must be adhered to, and it is for the specific reason of preventing left-leaning, soft-hearted, weak-ass liberals from removing these hardened criminals out of the detention area where they are, to be honest with you, they're living a better life than they lived in their home country, keeping them from being removed and shipped as bargaining tools. This was the purpose. President Obama completely ignored it. Completely ignored it.
Right, along with his, what is it like, it's up to like 600 executive orders now.
I don't know
more
if
than
it's,
any other. Yeah, president.
Not more than any other president. Not even close than any other president.
A former federal prosecutor told a British publication that while the 30-day notice law is probably unconstitutional, putting enemy combatants back in position to harm Americans is an impeachable offense. A White House informant, an insider, said the Obama administration officials did not anticipate how controversial this rescue would be and compared it to the 1981 release of 52 hostages in Iran. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is absolutely ridiculous. Bergdahl is a soldier, knew what was going on when he signed up. They know the risk, and there's some question as to whether or not he was a traitor and whether he deserves court-martial when he returns. So there is no comparison to the hostages in Iran, none whatsoever.
Yeah, I thought we didn't negotiate with terrorists.
Well, that's a very good point, too. There's no reason to negotiate with terrorists, none.
Honestly, if I was over there in Afghanistan, you know, I'm somebody of no importance. To me, it sounds like this Bergdahl, yes, he's an American soldier. We need to save him, but he's not worth five terrorists or four terrorists.
No.
Of high accord.
More importantly, I don't think he's worth additional American lives that were lost in the hunt for him. That's one of the things that really irks me. Damien, thank you very much for calling in. We'll let you go so that we can get to the next caller. John, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I think one thing that people are forgetting here, I think it's a key part of this whole thing. The main reason it seems coming out of the mouth of the other side is that it was a life-threatening issue, that he was on the verge of dying. They didn't want him to die. But yet, as of this morning, we didn't even know what was wrong with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a toothache or did he have a bad heart? You know, I don't know. Then I have a question for you, Seth, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I want Tom to answer it. There was a time when there was a family of baseball players called the Alou Brothers. They're pretty darn good ball players. One of them played with the Cubs. And he was real good. And every time he hit a home run or a run scoring or was a great, he did something great.
Yeah.
You know how it is? You high-five each other
sure.
and all that. You shake his hand and all that. But on the Cubs, they would not high-five him. They would not shake his hands. They would only knuckle-to-knuckle in a fist.
Okay, a fist bump.
Tom, yeah. And Tom knows the answer to that and why that was. I'll let Tom answer it.
All right, thanks it's for not, calling in, man.
It's not. It actually wasn't one of the Alou brothers. It was the son of one of the Alou brothers. And that was Moises Alou, and the reason why they wouldn't shake hands, I don't know if all of them wouldn't shake hands with him. Moises Alou had a little activity that he did in order to toughen up his hands for batting. He would urinate onto his own hands and rub the urine into his hands, and that's how he apparently stayed away from blisters and toughened up his skin.
Okay, I was... Thank you. That's better than what I
what
thought.
What you thought I was going to say? Yeah.
Better than
yeah,
the direction
yeah,
I thought
yeah,
you were
yeah,
going to take
yeah,
us.
Yeah. That was you. That was Moises Alou. That was that's just the story told of he was the son of Philippe Alou, one of the Alou brothers.
Mm. Opening the door for me, Tom, and because
yep, there you go.
Because I'm a high class individual.
Okay.
And I'm going to refrain
right.
from asking how you never mind. WSAU feedback. We'll be back in a moment. 715-845-2155.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
You go in and you're just totally the most naive individuals, as a rule, that there possibly can be. And you believe everything that you're told. When you look at the family, and I think you're going to probably find out that the family he's coming from is a family of let's help the people, let's do this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
One of the big pushes that they gave when they sent the troops over there, overthrow the Taliban and help the people. We're going to build schools, we're going to build roads, bridges, and all of this kind of stuff. Well, unfortunately, the guy was in the wrong unit. If he should have gotten into the engineers or something like that, but he's in a combat unit, and he walked off. Now, the only thing I can go on that I have anything even familiar to this, we were ordered to go to a special place, and a guy says, I'm not going. I've filed conscientious objector status, and I'm not going. So somebody else had to take his place. And when we came back, the guy was gone, got his status approved, bought a new car, and went home while the rest of us are still there. So this is going to be a very interesting thing for me, but I do kind of understand what happened to the guy.
Well, the only thing that I would object to or say in rebuttal to that is prior to joining the American military, he attempted to join the French Foreign Legion.
Yeah, well.
Now, I don't find the French Foreign Legion to be much of a fighting force anymore. However, they don't have a reputation for going into a foreign land and rebuilding the infrastructure.
Right.
They have the reputation for being fierce fighters to whoever will pay the best.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting subject.
So if an individual decided to try to join the French Foreign Legion, no recruiter for the French Foreign Legion said, please come in, we all wear tie-dye uniforms, and we wear, if it's all natural hemp, and we wear Birkenstocks instead of combat boots, and we're going over to build water recycling stations and schools and help the poor people. Now, nobody at the French Foreign Legion said that to him.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
So I have a real doubt as to whether or not the story of, oh, I want to go help people. There's something fishy about it. You don't join the Foreign Legion when you want to help people. You
yep.
join the Peace Corps.
Yep, that's right.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in, being a part of the show. There's just a lot of things that surround this that just do not smell properly. This individual that came forward, a U.S. officer who served in Afghanistan with Bergdahl, said that the story that had been put out for years of the soldiers of the 4th Brigade, 25th Infantry Division, says that they were threatened with legal repercussions if they spoke out about Bergdahl. Everybody officially mandated silencing of what we saw and as being traitorous, as being abandoning his post, basically, and walking off. Now, that would explain to me, that explains that if individuals who knew what was happening tried to speak out and were threatened, that explains why, when they were advised that he was coming home, they responded with silence.
Yeah,
that makes sense to me.
It's not going to be the first time that the Pentagon has told grunts on the ground to button it. I mean, the Pat Tillman friendly fire incident was covered up for a long time before the truth finally came out on that.
Yeah, because it was a very harmful circumstance. That was one of those morale-killing circumstances, not go out and buy war bonds. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls, and we will we'll talk about some other interesting things that I have found in the news for us to discuss. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Sick of dealing with spring road construction, potholes,